I'm Barbara Ortner, Head of Market Reporting at ICIS, and I'm here today with Fergus Jensen, Markets Reporter covering European aromatics. And we're going to be talking about the big news in the styrene market. So yesterday, we saw the settlement of the Europe March styrene contract price. Fergus, can you just give us an idea of the significance of yesterday's settlement?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, this is a four-year high. So straight away, it attracts a bit of attention. But not only that, the price has increased 48% from February to March, which is huge. That's a jump of 501 euros month on month, which is the biggest movement we've ever seen in the styrene contract since ICIS started recording, dating back to 2004.
Yeah, I mean, so how many months in a row is this that the prices have been rising for the contract?
Well, it's the fifth consecutive monthly increase. It's putting pressure on the downstream side, no doubt, particularly where there are, you know, downstream contracts linked to the styrene price.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what would you say would be the main reasons behind these big increases, particularly this month?
Well, the market was already tightening in late 2020 because we saw an increase in exports to Asia and other regions. Imports also had decreased, and then downstream domestic demand levels were quite healthy as well. There was an unexpectedly good pickup in demand from various downstream outlets. And this was sort of pushed further over the past month when one of the major producers in Europe, Leondel Bassell, declared force majeure at its Maasvlakte plant in February, which immediately sent spot prices up. And then on top of that, we had storms hitting the US Gulf, which shut down around three quarters of US production. So this sort of sent a shockwave through the system, which was already reasonably tight. And the US normally supplies around 40,000 tons of styrene to Europe per month. So there were some cargoes apparently already on the way when the storms hit, but there's obviously going to be a significant impact from this event.
Yeah, and so are spot prices also at a record high, or I know we saw them, you know, increasing very sharply, but are they still at their high point now?
So we're at a seven-year high in the spot market, and prices, while they are high, there's been a slight decline, it seems, in the number of deals done in the last week, and I think partly that's the result of the rapid increase that we saw over the last sort of 2-3 weeks, but also partly to do with the fact that we were towards the end of the month and people were kind of waiting to see what happened in the contract settlement.
I think we often see that when prices really spike, not just on styrene, but when they reach the absolute pinnacle, there's not a lot of trade that goes on at that level because, no one's got the material.
Well, that's the other thing. Yeah, there was obviously a real dearth of styrene cargo available, and we didn't see very many cargoes being offered or lots being offered in the front months.
So how do you think, the downstream markets are going to take this? Do you think they'll be able to pass it on in polystyrene and EPS and ABS and generally styrenics?
That's a good question. I think some of the players have contracts downstream for their customers linked to the styrene contract price, which might cause some headaches because if you look at the daily spot range, it's now above the contract price by a fair bit. And so, yeah, this kind of could create some headaches, I believe, for downstream players.
Yeah. Do we have any news from the US on, whether, plants are starting up again or whether how long this shortage in the States is going to be impacting on the European market?
There's definitely wheels turning there. I think there are still at least two of the major US suppliers out of the market. But in Europe as well, there's unconfirmed discussion that Leondel Bassell's restarted the mass fluctor plant, which is good news for the downstream market. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that they're back up to normal run rates yet, which is normal, I think, when you have an outage like that.
Yeah. So I know yesterday when you were reporting the monthly contract price that the negotiations went on well into the afternoon. I mean, sometimes it can take the whole day. Can you just tell us a bit about, you know, the background and the contract process now? I know that styrene has moved away from the 2+2 system. How do you see that working at the moment?
Well, I think it's good when you've got a reasonably straightforward period of negotiations and the prices haven't moved incredibly as they did over the last month. But obviously, when negotiations are tight or strained, then you're going to have a range of different buyer-seller price ideas in those negotiations, which could lead to, you know, some complications there for the negotiating parties. But in the end, there was a period where it may have seemed like, you know, it was going to be complicated to get everybody to the table, but in the end, everybody did agree, and so we ended up with the settlement later in the day.
Yeah, because it's now an averaging of bilateral settlements, and that's more equitable for everybody.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, it's a good way of working out what the average price is.
I mean, for people who are not sort of day-to-day involved with the styrene contract market, how would you sum up really why the contract price is important and, you know, what it means to the business?
Well, this is a significant benchmark for the European petrochemicals market. It's something like 5 million tonnes, I believe, consumed in Europe every month, and it feeds into a range of downstream outlets. So it's an indicator of the health of the market, how strong demand is, how tight supply is, and what things are sort of looking like at any given point. So, yeah, I mean, as a general gauge, you can sort of look at this and say the market's really been through quite a tight period, and that's driven by both complications in the supply chain, but also in healthier demand than had been expected coming out of the coronavirus sort of crisis that we were in 2020. Yeah, it's an interesting gauge of the overall health of the market. And I think it sort of points to healthy conditions, but also potentially it's also suggesting that this the spike that we're in at the moment suggests that, you know, there could be a correction at some point as well, given that it's increased so sharply. Usually when prices do increase sharply like this, you would anticipate there to be some kind of either consolidation or some sort of correction afterwards.
Yeah. So which would lead me to the obvious question is, do you think the prices have now peaked in the spot market or the contract market? It's, you know, that the factors you talked about leading to these high prices and this big increase, still there in the market.
Yeah, I mean, we're still quite high up. There still doesn't seem to be a lot of offers being made into the prompt market. So there's potential there for prices to remain at this level, at least for the near term. But just how long this lasts, well, that will sort of depend a bit on how much consumers really need this product at this price level and they're willing to pay at these price levels.
Good. Okay. Well, thanks very much, Fergus. Really interesting time in the market and for up to the minute information on styrene and petrochemicals in general, please come to icis.com.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.